I'm Jeffrey Freiman-Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. For her first appearance on the podium in San Francisco, Susanna Melki is including the first symphony by Jean Sibelius.
It's a beautiful piece, of course, lots of youthful emotions and expressions. It's very nice to be traveling with Sibelius, so to speak, because it's like having a piece of home with you.
Sibelius and his music were inextricably linked to Finland's fight for independence from Russia.
He had an incredibly big importance in actually building a Finnish identity, because these pieces were written when Finland was not yet an independent country.
His first symphony was written in 1898 and revised 2 years later. The other two works on the program were written well into the 20th century. Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto with soloist Horacio Gutierrez, and a work by French composer Gérard Griset called Modulations. It was commissioned in the 1970s by Ensemble Intercontemporain, the contemporary music orchestra in Paris that Susanna Melki now conducts.
He combines instruments with one another in a very, very fascinating way and creates these textures which are weightless in a way.
The piece is a part of a larger work called Acoustic Spaces, and Melki says in order to hear the interactions of the orchestration, you really have to hear it live, in great acoustic surroundings.
The way I approach this music, I see it as waves somehow. It can be small, gentle waves, or it can be a tsunami of sound and you know, huge energies moving back and forth. There are these moments of silence which are suspended in the air and very, very soft sounds and suddenly a storm coming up. And I find this very powerful.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.